Take your Bibles this morning, turn to Exodus chapter number 14. As I was praying this weekend, or actually all week, I had this thought on my heart. Brother Long was coming in, and he's probably forgotten more about the Bible than I'll ever know. God used him in a great way, and I said, Lord, I have this man of God coming in here, and I said, I want to be able to hear from him. He'll be preaching for us this afternoon. More than what he just preached down here. And so even up till yesterday morning, I was praying through and saying, now, God, just give me direction for Sunday. You know, we're not so stiff that everything's just laid out 6 months ago on how this is going to go. And so I had typed up the bulletin. I'd actually put a sermon title inside the bulletin. And but I hadn't printed the bulletin yet. That's how uncertain I was. And we were walking out of the house early yesterday morning. And I said, well, I said, you're ready to roll? And we started walking out the door. And he said, you know, he said, was it the Marines? And what was their, what they always had that saying?
Go forth.
Go forth. And we were walking out the door. And he said, I just remember him always saying that. He was in the military, and he said, I always remember them saying that. He said, I always had that saying, go forth, go forth. And I said, well, I said, it's interesting that you're saying that. I said, I got a message on my heart, and I said, I've just been waiting for confirmation from the Lord, I said, on whether I'm going to preach that one, I said, or you're going to have the message for tomorrow morning. He said, well, I guess you just got confirmation then, didn't you, that you're supposed to be preaching, because I told him about what I was going to be, what I had on my heart to be able to preach. And I try to be as sensitive to the Lord in that. He did some great preaching right down front here. And what a blessing from that. Exodus chapter number 14. If you found it, let's stand together. Going back to a familiar passage. And if you remember, I actually preached from this passage 2 weeks ago. So that's going to save me a lot of time on laying the groundwork on the crossing of the Red Sea. Preached that on a Sunday morning 2 weeks ago. And we're coming back to it. The Lord hasn't let me get away from it as of yet. Exodus chapter 14, and look what the Bible says in verse number 15. The Bible says, and the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. But lift thou up thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. I'm going to come back to verse number 15. I preached the previous verses a couple weeks ago. Coming back to verse number 15, when the Lord said, speak unto the children of Israel in these four words right there, that they go forward. That they go forward. And I just want to share just a couple thoughts this morning. And really, while I was seated over there, the Lord started whittling down just exactly what he wanted shared this morning. And just on this subject matter, on continue to go forward. Continue to go forward. Let's pray, and then you can be seated. Father, we love you. Lord, I thank you for the Word of God. Lord, I thank you for the burden 26 years ago, Lord, of a pastor to be able to step out. And Lord, now, by your grace and help, to be able to help disciple people around this world. And Lord, I know for a fact that in the past 26 years, there's been over 1 million that have enrolled and have studied the Word of God and systematically gone verse by verse. I thank you for a Bible that we can teach them and that we can give to them. And Lord, I pray that you'd help us today. And Lord, that you'd speak to our hearts, that you'd encourage us. And Lord, strengthen us for the journey that each and every one of us have in front of us as we live faithfully for you. Thank you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. As I preached 2 weeks ago, I preached a message through the previous verses on the subject matter on preparing to move forward. And I pray that through that maybe God has spoken to some hearts. There's been some things that have been set aside. There's been some things that maybe have been weighing down for years. Looking at that past, I was still talking with the pastor this week, and we were talking about Exodus and the crossing of the Red Sea. And I said it just helped me when I realized that the nation of Israel would have never seen the Egyptians coming if they were not looking in the past, if they were not looking behind them. And how many times we do that going through life. And I pray that God's given some victory. But I do know that you're human just like I am, and that there's times that God will give us some victory as we're moving forward in life. But then it seems like we come to a point and those same battles come up against us once again. And the same things that got us victory in the past, may I say, holding to the biblical principles of the Word of God, they will continue to give us victory as we move forward in the future. And as we look at this subject matter, we looked at prepare to move forward. And I pray, and I'm taking it by faith, that God has worked in hearts and lives, and maybe there is some victory that is being worked through. And I want to encourage us here, because we may be 2 weeks into it and you're saying, now I'm facing some of those same things again. I want to encourage us today to continue to move forward. Continue to move forward. This is what the Lord said to Moses there, that he should say to the people, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. And I want to share a few thoughts. Let me just mention a couple things to you that has been a help to me, and I pray it'll be a help to you in this subject matter of continuing to go forward, maybe when you don't even believe you can. Maybe when you're saying it's no use. Maybe when you're saying it's better to go ahead and start sliding backwards than it is to continue to go forward. Brother Andrew, I'm going to go ahead and switch over to the blue microphone this morning. And you pray the devil is usually in the sound system of a church. And but let me share a few thoughts with us. If we remember, and back at the beginning of Exodus chapter number 14, we're reminded in verse number 2, where the Bible says, speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Pi-hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, over against Baal-zephon, before it shall ye encamp by the sea. And we understood, and we saw this in verse number 10 a couple weeks ago, that they were camping, and they were placed exactly where God desired for them to be. Well, in verse number 15, God told the children of Israel through Moses, command the children of Israel that they go forward. And I want to encourage us this morning as we look at the example of the nation of Israel, that in our everyday lives, listen, we ought to continue to go forward even when we are surrounded by difficulty. Surrounded by difficulty. I won't take a show of hands, because every hand ought to go up this morning. When we start looking at the fact, has anybody here ever faced trials and tribulations and difficulties in their life as they're trying? Listen, I'm not talking about just everyday life. I'm talking about when you make a conscious decision and you're going to do what's right and you're going to live for the Lord and you're believing that God is going to do something great and something wonderful. But it seems like you're looking around and you're just surrounded by difficulty. It's like you turn to the left hand and you get smacked in the face. You turn to the right hand. And I mean, you even look behind you and someone's trying to trip you up from behind. Surrounded by difficulty, and in the midst of being surrounded by difficulty, it was in that context that God said to Moses, wherefore criest unto me? Command that they go forward. God did not say to stop just because they had a difficult situation around them. What would happen? I brought this up in the women's prison while I was preaching a few weeks ago to the ladies that are in there. Do you know how many times, and if you've researched this, you can yell it out. If not, let's not speculate right now. You know how many times a baby falls, trips, while they're trying to learn to walk?
Aren't you glad you don't have to wait till you're 60 to learn to walk? Imagine if we were fallen as many times as a baby does trying to learn to walk. I don't know how many times it is, but they take a step, they fall down. They take a step, they fall down. They just try to stand up and they fall down. You imagine if even as a baby, the first time we fell down trying to walk, we said, that's it. Walking's not for me. Aren't you glad you don't remember all of those? I wonder this. Listen, there's times, listen, difficulty, falling, tripping. Some of the smallest things, even as a child, you may be walking. Some of the smallest things you may trip and fall over. But it seems like we get into our Christian life. Listen, let me encourage you. When it seems like it's falling and it seems like it's tripping all around, that's not the time to quit and to back up. That's the time to continue to go forward by God's grace. Now, here's what needs to happen. How many here ever taught a child to walk? You helped them, okay? But how many times did you hold their hand to be able to help them along? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we actually had some Christians that were mature, that are walking with God, and come alongside someone else that's getting ready to trip and fall, and you come alongside. Listen, I've had it with this. This man, I told you I love this man. I wasn't going to get up here and interrupt him. You say, he's just rambling on. You tell him that. I ain't going to tell him. I respect him. He's a man of God. Listen, that man and his wife interceded on my behalf more than anybody I'll ever know praying for me. He said over and over, who could have told that God would take a little old country boy from Maine and send him around the world? And he walked in here on Friday night. We drove to the house and he said, boy, you've sure stepped up, haven't you? He said, look at that place that God's given to you down there. Started meeting some of the people. He said, boy, I said, we got better people than we have a house of God. We have better people than we do a building. But listen, you know what I did for him the other day? Now, listen, it's not because he can't stand on his own. We had that ice on our driveway. You know what I did when we were walking out there? Man, 78 years old. I walked over there and took him by his arm. I said, I don't want you to fall. You say there's difficulty all around. There's things that I'm getting tripped up on. I'm slipping all over the place. And I'm saying, listen, God looked at the nation of Israel and said, you've got the Red Sea in front of you. You've got mountains on one side. You've got desert on the other side. You've got the Egyptian army coming up behind you. You are surrounded by difficulty. And God said, in the midst of that difficulty, go forward. Continue to go forward. Continue to go forward when you're surrounded by difficulty. Let me share just a couple more things with you, okay? Let me say this. Continue to go forward even when the unknown is laying before you. Do you realize up until Exodus chapter number 14, there was no people in the entire history of mankind that had ever crossed the body of water like what the Israelites were getting ready to. They couldn't go back to a how-to manual. Now, let me go back and see how the previous generation crossed the Red Sea. Couldn't do that. But they stood there, and here's what God did. And isn't it a blessing? He told Moses, he said, I want you to stretch out your rod over the sea. And the Bible says that God parted the waters. And listen, there was a whole lot more involved than just that. Of just the simplicity, yeah, he stretched out his rod, God parted the waters. No, that wind was blowing all night long. God was preparing that. We won't get into all of that right now. And God parted those waters, and the Bible says that they walked over on dry ground. No one had ever done that before. Now you say, hey, what do you want to see? I can't wait till I get to heaven. I want to see the crossing of the Red Sea. I want to see how God did that. But here's what I want to see. I want to see the expression on the first person's face that stepped down between those walls of water. Do you realize someone had to be the first one? There were walls. The Bible says there were, the water was walls to them on either side. Someone had to step down in there. Now listen, if you're walking through the Red Sea on dry ground and there's walls of water on either side, what's your face going to look like? My jaw is going to be down to my ankle. I'm going to be looking. Listen, that was real. But someone had to be the first one to step down into the unknown and say, honestly, it was probably a 14-year-old young man. Because he knew everything and it was going to be okay. He's like, I got this. And went and walked down it. Someone had to be first. And there was a mama saying, hey, don't go down there. We've never gone through that before. We've never walked that way. Listen, 40 years later, they're crossing the Jordan River. And the Bible says he told them to keep their eyes on the Ark of the Covenant because they'd not walked that way heretofore. In other words, you haven't gone this way. And there's sometimes, listen, God leads us in a direction in our lives and God wants us to continue to go forward. And you're saying, I don't know about that because it's unknown. I've never done that before. I've never committed to be at a church on Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, and Thursday night. I've never gotten together with a church family on a regular basis to be able to spend time in prayer. I've never gone and made a visit. I've never done that. Listen. Continue to go forward, even when it's unknown. I was talking with someone this week, and I said, listen, I said, here's the number one thing. I said, I still have a problem with sometimes, and it's called trusting the process. You ever heard that? Just trust the process. And the process is the Word of God. And I said, but we have to get to the point that we believe this book, and that we believe God's Word. I'm going to deal with that in just a second. And that we just trust it. You say, but that's unknown. I've never gone and started a church before. He made two statements to me. Okay? He made two statements. First, after we had two churches that had contacted us here in New Hampshire about coming up to be their pastor. He just walked by me one day and he said, Peter, there's too many things coming up in New Hampshire for you, for God not to have something for you up there. That was the first statement. Well, then God settled in our hearts. We were coming to Concord and starting Granite State Baptist Church just over 6 years ago now. He walked by me one day and he said, Peter, he said, you go up there, what he just said. And he said, don't you look back. He said, don't you look back. He said, we're going to be fine. I thought I was doing a lot of things. I thought we were involved. He said, we're going to be fine. God's going to take care of this place. He said, you go up there and do what God told you to do and don't you look back. You know what he was saying? There's going to be some unknowns. There's going to be some difficulty surrounded. But just keep going forward. Now, can I finally say this? Do you realize who it was that said, go forward? Bible says in verse number 15, and the Lord said unto Moses. And I wrote down beside here, continue to go forward when you have God's word on it. When you have God's word on it. Moses was able to stand up. You say, yeah, I'm waiting for the audible voice of God. Well, just like I made mention last week, someone said, if you want to hear the voice of God out loud, then read your Bible out loud, because that's the Word of God right there. It may not be the exact tone or the exact dialect or not being read in Hebrew, because that's where he was from over there. But that's the Word of God. And I thought, how many times in our lives? Now, listen, I'm not talking about living by foolishness. I don't believe in this blind faith stuff, okay? I don't believe in blind faith. You say, yeah, we need blind faith to be able to go forward. No, we don't. If I've got the Word of God on it, and I can go forward all day long. You know what scared me sometimes? Is when I knew God was leading that direction, but I didn't have His Word on it yet. And I was just waiting for God to confirm it. We say this Bible contains everything that is needed in all matters of faith and practice. We can hold to it. I believe the answer to every question in life is found in the Word of God. And it's not blind faith if I have God's Word on it. You say, well, you're just blindly believing that that man's going to take you to heaven. You're going to spend eternity with him. No, I'm not. I'm not just blindly believing it. I've got his word on it. Amen. Do you realize if that doesn't happen, then God broke his word? Yes. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Amen. He's a comforter. He indwells us. We're sealed unto the day of redemption. We have these promises. You say, well, you religious crowd, you just blindly follow all of that. No, I don't. I go right to his book. And I've got God's word on it. Now, I had Brother Long sit downstairs and talk to some of our young adults. And he just poured out his heart same way he just did here a little while ago. And I said, you know why I wanted you to hear that? I said, because God's no respecter of persons. And I said, that man stepped out 40 years ago. And I said, pastored churches. This man pastored for 40 years. And I said, you know what kept them going day after day after day? And God's no respecter of persons, but they had God's word on it. They had God's word. You know, when they got scared walking through the Red Sea, you say you think they got scared? I get scared just reading about it, okay? I mean, listen, I believe where they went across, one of the widest parts of the Red Sea, when you start studying the scriptures, do you realize that they would have gotten down into the middle of that they couldn't see where they started and they couldn't see where they're ending, and they're in the middle of it? Don't you know they started getting a little bit nervous? But you know what they could go back to? God said, go forward. So should we turn around and go back this way? No, he said, go forward. So if I keep heading that direction, then eventually I'm going to come out the other side. Anybody here ever listen to your GPS? You get on a long road. There's sometimes when that GPS says it's 20 miles down the road before you make a turn, and that GPS is silent for the next 18 or 19 miles. And then before the turn comes up, it says, in a mile, turn right. And I'm thinking, there's sometimes, listen, God sending you through a Red Sea, getting you delivered out the other side. He didn't come back in the middle of it and say, now keep going forward. He told him at the other side, go forward, meet you on the other side. And I thought, the Lord's so faithful to us. He's so wonderful. Now, here's what keeps us going forward. Is there is something that's waiting for us. Now, what, and I'm not going to get into all this morning. You know, Exodus chapter number 15. Let me read this. The second word. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord. You know, Exodus chapter 15, after getting through the Red Sea, it's the first recorded mention of singing in the Bible. First recorded mention of singing. And I thought, here, they just come through the Red Sea, what we view as one of the greatest miracles that God ever did. Do you realize this set the standard until Calvary? Amen. Exodus chapter 14 set the standard all the way through the Old Testament about when that prophet needed to go back and tell them about how good God is, how great God is, how mighty God is, how powerful and strong God is. They went back to the parting of the Red Sea. Until Calvary. They came out the other side and sang a song. And I thought, you know, we started this journey with the Lord. I believe we'll just keep this journey going with the Lord. Amen. I believe we'll just keep going forward. Amen. Now, God may have given you some victory over the past couple of weeks and you're saying, praise the Lord, but then you're coming up against a wall. Keep going forward. When you're surrounded by difficulty, keep going forward. Listen, when you've got God's word on it, put one foot in front of the other. Now, listen, here's why some, it seems like you're hitting a wall and you never get any victory. You know why? You've never started out with the Lord. And there may be some that's seated here this morning. You've never trusted Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Listen. As he said down in Sunday school, you may have it here and you can say some of the right words, but you never got it down here in the heart. You can't go back to the time. And I'm not saying at 8:55. I'm not saying that. I'm talking about when you know that you trusted Christ as your personal Savior and you turned to the Lord. You can't go to that. Listen, I can take you back to August the 1st of 1998. Guess what? That's when a wedding ring was slipped on my finger. You know how I know that? I was there. And I was a willing participant. And I'm still willing today. But there's some that can't talk about their salvation and their relationship with Almighty God because they've never started that. They were never there. Boy, today would be a wonderful day. Be able to start that journey with the Lord. You say, I just feel like I'm always going backwards. Well, God will give you something worth going forward for.
Amen.
And just continue. Christians, families, you say, man, we're 12 days into the year, and I feel like it's been the longest year of my life. I want to encourage you. Continue going forward.
Amen.
Put one foot in front of the other. You're surrounded by difficulty. Keep going forward. You don't know what the future holds. You say, well, it's unknown. Well, if God's revealed it, you step forward. If you have the Word of God on it, continue to go forward. If you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, you don't have a relationship with Him, boy, it needs to be settled today. Trust Him as your Savior. Start your relationship with the Lord. Trust Him. Trust Him. Would you stand with your heads bowed and eyes closed this morning? Every head bowed, every eye closed. God's so faithful. God's so faithful. I ask you two questions this morning. Number one, I wonder if you're here and you'd say, you don't have to tell me what it is, but you'd say, Pastor, I just needed that from the Scriptures this morning. And would you just join me in prayer? There are some things I just need the strength of the Lord to be able to go forward. I just need His strength. I need His. I know it's His will. I just need to go forward. Pastor, God spoke to my heart this morning. Thank you. And just help us pray through that. Would you slip your hand up and slip it down? God spoke to my heart this morning. Just some things I need to go forward. Need to go forward. Thank you. You can put your hands down now. I wonder if you're here this morning, you'd say, Pastor, I'm not sure that I have a relationship with the Lord. I'm not sure of that time that I've trusted Christ that I can go back to where the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You say, I don't have that. I don't know when my relationship with the Lord started. But I'm sure concerned about it enough to let you pray for me. And I wonder if there'd be one here this morning. You'd say, Pastor, would you pray for me? I'm just not sure that I'm saved. Just not sure that heaven's my home, that I have a relationship with the Lord. Would you pray for me? Thank you, sir. I see that hand. Would there be another one? Just say, Pastor, would you pray for me? I'm just not sure. Just not sure. My relationship with the Lord. Would you pray for me? All right, then, Christians, I'm going to ask you this. Maybe God spoke to your heart. Maybe you need to slip out and you need to come find your place here at the altar. Say, God, I feel like I'm surrounded by difficulty, but God, I need to go forward. God, I feel like there's a little bit of unknown that's in front of me. I need to go forward. Maybe you're here and you're not saved. You're not sure of your relationship with the Lord. I wonder if you'd be willing to step out. Let us take a Bible. Share with you. They'll step out of your way. Come on forward. Brother Kevin, why don't you just come with him and take him in my office? He's going to go pray with you right there. May the Lord be speaking to hearts. You say, it's already 12 days into it. I've already hit the wall. Continue to go forward. I'm talking about getting your relationship with the Lord settled. Finding some encouragement. Get back up tomorrow morning. Put one foot in front of the other. Continue. Continue. I'm just amazed. If I can just speak from a pastor's heart this morning. I believe we need to gather for prayer this Thursday night. Just amazed. The devil is trying to wreak havoc in people's lives. And instead of going forward, families, individuals, couples, I'm telling you, the devil's trying to tear them apart. I'm saying, Lord, would you please, please help them to go forward. We just need the Lord. We've got His Word on it. Well, I was ready for church this morning. I couldn't wait. There may be somebody you know. They may be older than you. Maybe younger than you. It might be time to slip up alongside of them and say, I don't want you to slip. I don't want you to slip. Father, we sure do love you. Thank you for the Word of God. Lord, thank you for the encouragement that you give to us. And Lord, I pray, Lord, I want to be someone alongside of someone else helping them go forward. Lord, I just pray that you'd use us in that way. Lord, that each and every one of us would just have a trust for you. We've got your Word on it. Lord, would you do that which we cannot do? We'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You can be seated. I'm going to use this illustration to close it out. Not in any type of embarrassing way or anything like this. I appreciate his heart, and I appreciate he went with us that day. Teenagers and young adults, we went on a hike one day, didn't we, Brother Zeke? It was a little bit chilly. You remember that, Brendan? Brennan. Sorry, I put a D in there. And Zeke was the best-dressed one that went on the hike. But he forgot his sneakers or hiking boots back at the house that morning. And so I believe, dressed like this, might have had your blue suit on that day, and had his wool overcoat. And we went for a hike together over there off Long Pond Road. And we get up there, he's doing fine going up, but then it was in the fall, all the leaves were off the trees, and his dress shoes on. I appreciate him going on the hike with us. It was a blessing. But coming back down that hill, leaves were covering that entire path. But he had a couple good friends. And Dana spent more time than I did. And he stopped and he said, guys, can you just help me? I'm about ready to fall. And he did. He didn't fall. But he asked us. You know what we did? I didn't hear Brother Dana complain one bit. I wasn't complaining. Well, we enjoyed the fellowship together. And just alongside of each other, able to get down that hill so that no one was falling. But you know something? I was just walking along. Dana and I were both walking along. Brennan, we're just walking along. And he stops about 20 feet behind us. He said, hey, guys. And I thought, you know, what if we'd just kept walking, but what if he'd never asked? It would have been a long, long road coming back. And I thought, Lord, there's a lesson for each and every one of us. Number one, be able to help one another. But then number two, we would have never realized it if he wouldn't have just said, guys, can you give me a hand? He taught me something that day. And I thought, Lord, that's what we need. Just to keep going forward. Make it to the end. Aren't you glad we've got each other? And aren't you glad we've got a Bible and we have a Jesus? Amen. He's so faithful.